life can't go on forever. Neither can we together.
Farewell from Woody Simmons' new album, her second Woody Simmons. And that was Woody on the guitar and synthesizer, and Joy Jolks, Bonnie Johnson, Patty Vincent on bass, drums, and soprano sax. And before that, from Alex Dobkins' new album, which is called either XXX Alex, or Kisses Alex, or Alex, depending on how you want to read it, Denny's Song. Both of those also available at your nearest women's bookstore. This is the Lesbian Magazine, and you were promised a new production by the authors of Oakdale, Indiana. And we keep our promises here. And now, a look at the darker side of Valentine's Day through the eyes of the authors of Oakdale, Indiana. Another snapshot of lesbian life. What She Did at the Valentine Party by Margarita Lopez and Slats Muldoon.
No soda.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. But there is tomato juice.
Yeah.
It's warm.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Sit down. Have some coffee.
What time did we get home from the party?
Late. Pass the aspirin.
Oh. Tell me we weren't really at a Valentine's Eve party.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Did I have fun?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. How many people this time?
It wasn't your worst. This time you only insulted... roughly 90% of the guests.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. But it's okay. They loved it when you dropped your jeans and showed off your Valentine's panties.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Will we live?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Was there something weird about the bathroom last night?
Well, this very fat woman passed out there, and the door was jammed. Don't you remember? You helped take the door off the hinges.
Yeah.
You kept yelling, beached whale, ahoy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. But don't worry. Carol topped you.
Yeah?
Yeah. When Rainbow Child and her coven were holding hands and chanting in a circle.
Oh, yes. Goddess, surround us with love.
Yeah.
Goddess, surround us with love. Mm.
Yeah, well, Carol lurched into the middle and threw up.
I'll drink to that.
You did.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Then Rainbow Child said, you need the goddess's love, sister. And you said...
And I said... You need a high colonic enema.
Yeah. Then Rainbow Child screamed something in Celtic.
Charles! Charles, stop that tap dancing this minute! Charles! I'm coming up there and nailing your feet to the floor!
I've always hated Valentine's Day.
Me too. Picture this. I'm 13 years old. My first real date. It's a Valentine's dance. Soft lights. I'm dancing with the hunk of the ninth grade, Bobby Carmichael. And right in the middle of ebb tide, I get my first period.
At least you got your dance. All I ever got were Valentine's cards from the dorkiest boy in the class.
Did he have big pimples on his neck, dirty fingernails, and wear dorky shoes and a slide ruler on his belt?
Right. The Board of Ed must issue one to every school.
That's a fact. I wonder if the goddess issues a poet to every party we attend.
That's a fact. Last night, do you remember Morgan reading Ode to My Sunshine Sappho?
So that's where those lines come from. Oh, all morning I've been flashing on, oh butterfly, you flutter in the sacred valley of my pomegranate.
Yeah. You were unbelievably polite for 16 stanzas, but on the 17th, you got up and turned on Rock Lobster, full blast.
Oh! Hello? Oh, hi, Morgan. Uh-huh. You need to express your anger. Of course I'll give you the space. Yes, I understand it was meant to be a tender expression to your lover, but she was snoring. She was lucky. We were away. You're right, Morgan. I am very hostile. No, I don't want to have a meaningful dialogue. I want to go listen to Rock Lobster. Where did you go?
Check the mail. It's a disconnect notice from the phone company, Con Ed bill, a letter from your mother, and a Valentine's card.
Oh. From whom?
Morgan.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Venus rising on your sapphic oyster shell.
Stop, stop.
No, wait. Gather the loving women on your lavender bivalve.
Charles! You know what hell is going to be?
What?
Valentine's Day.
With Ace Belladonna as Myrna and Gladys Howard as Mona, What She Did at the Valentine Party was written by Margarita Lopez and Slats Muldoon, directed by Judy Pasternak, and engineered by Viv Sutherland for Snapshots, Vignettes of Lesbian Life, created for the Lesbian Magazine by Slats Muldoon.
And Snapshots will be a regular feature of the Lesbian Magazine, and we'd love to see scripts from listeners. They should be between 4 and 8 minutes long and suitable for broadcast. That is, they shouldn't be scripts for mime. And they should present recognizable moments in lesbian lives with some dramatic or comedic impact. And you can send scripts to me, Judy Pasternak, at the Lesbian Magazine, WBAI, 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. That's Judy Pasternak, The Lesbian Magazine, WBAI, 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. And we'll get in touch with you. You've been listening to the Valentine edition of The Lesbian Magazine. I'll be back 1 month from tonight at this same time with more news, music, and snapshots of lesbian life. And meanwhile, you can hear lesbian programming every Tuesday night on this station. Next week, Rose Jordan and The Lesbian Show will bring you an interview with historian Blanche Cook, and you should check the program announcements to find out the exact time. 2 weeks from tonight, you'll hear Viv Sutherland's Lesbian Studies, and Lesbian Images with Diane and Sonia will be back in March, as I will, for The Lesbian Magazine and the Women's Department of WBAI. I'm Judy Pasternak. Thanks for listening. This is Woody Simmons again.